请我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第一节，第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified by his angels to the servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw.
请我们再看启示录第十九章。
Then can we turn to Revelation chapter 19?
十九章第十节
Verse 10,
我就伏伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你和你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣做见证。
And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
感谢主给我们有机会能奉你的名在这里聚集。
Thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to meet together in your name.
你应许我们无论在那里有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就在他们中间。
For you promise us that wherever we are, if two or three gather in your name,You shall be in the midst of them.
主，我们宝贝你的同在胜过一切。
Lord, we treasure your presence more than anything.
我们感谢你，因为你在我们中间。
We thank you, Lord, for you are in our midst.
我们仰望你对我们说话。
We look to you, Lord, to speak to us.
我们仰望你的灵运行在我们中间。
We look to your spirit moving among us.
把你的话向我们解开。
That you may open up your words to us.
把我们带进你自己的心意。
That you may brought us into your will.
好叫你的名得着称赞。
That your name to be praised.
我们这样祷告是奉你自己的名。
We pray in your most precious name.
Amen. Amen.感谢主给我们有机会再一次在这里能见到众弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord that we have this opportunity for me to come to meet all the brothers and sisters again.
当我在主面前等候的时候，
As I was waiting before the Lord,
我感觉说主要我与弟兄姊妹一同交通一个最重要的题目。
I felt that the Lord wanted me to share with you, brother and sister, a most important topic.
那就是耶稣基督的见证。
That is the testimony of Jesus.
我们读到启示录的时候，
When we come to the book of Revelation,
我们看见这个名词 用了好多次。
We saw this term has been used many times.
虽然这个名词只发现在启示录里面。
Even though this term happens in Revelation.
但是我们都知道启示录是最幕后的圣经的一卷书。
But we all knew that Revelation was the last book in the Bible.
它是把过去所有的都记述在那个书信的里面。
Everything found its conclusion in the book of Revelation.
所以我们可以这样的说。
So we can say this.
耶稣基督的见证是全部圣经所说的。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is all that was mentioned to us or stated to us in the Bible.
这个与我们今天信主的人有莫大的关系。
Therefore, it has a great relationship to every believer.
换一句话说，今天我们蒙拯救，就是为着耶稣基督的见证。
In another word, that we have been saved.For the testimony of Jesus Christ.
教会在地上的存在也是为着耶稣基督做见证。
The existence of the church in the world is also for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们知道在旧约的时代，
We knew that in the Old Testament,
当神把以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出来的时候，
When God deliveredThe people of Israel are slavery.
他把他们带到西南山的脚下。
He brought them to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
在那里，神就给他们十条诫命。
And there God gave them ten commandments.
记住这十条诫命，叫他们能成为神的子民。
Through obeying that ten commandments, that they may be the people of God.
然后主就对他们说
Then God said to them,
我要住在你们中间
I want to dwell among you.
你们为我建造一个会幕
Build for me a tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
当世界在那里远离神的时候
When the world turned against God,
神就兴起以色列来为神的名做见证。
God had raised up the nation of Israel to be a testimony for him.
这是他们的使命。
This is his commission.
但是很可惜，我们看见他们失败。
Unfortunately, we saw the people of Israel fail.
他们远离神，拜偶像。
They had departed from God, they went to worship idols.
虽然神差遣先知多方地警告他们，
Even though God sent prophets to warn them many times,
但是他们不听，
But they did not listen to him.
所以结果我们都知道以色列国就灭亡。
So we saw in the end, the nation of Israel perished.
他们就被掳到巴比伦去。
They have been enslaved and taken to Babylon.
但是神主宰的恩典底下，
But under the sovereignty of God,
神允许移民能回到耶路撒冷。
God allowed some remnants to return to Jerusalem.
重建圣殿，
To rebuild the temple.
重新在那里要为神做见证。
To renew their testimony for God.
但是我们都知道，
But we knew that.
虽然圣殿已经被建造了，
Even though the temple has been rebuilt.
祭司的事也都在进行，
And even the priests are fulfilling their functions there.
但是在那个圣殿，第二次的圣殿里头，我们看见在至圣所里没有越过人。
But we saw that in the Holy of Holies, in that second temple, there is no Ark of the Covenant there.
换一句话说，神不在那里。
In another word, God is not there.
所以我们看见在旧约的时候，
So we saw in the Old Testament,
以色列失败了。
Israel had failed as a nation.
他们在神的见证上失败了。
They failed in the testimony for God.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thanks and praise God.
因为他的旨意永远不改变。
Because God's will never change.
所以我们看见他就差遣他独生的儿子，我们的主耶稣来到这个世界。
So we saw him sending his only begotten son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come among us.
当我们的主在世界上的时候，
while our Lord was on this world,
神在他的里面，
God in him,
他在地上为神做美好的见证。
And he bore a great testimony for God.
当时虽然有圣殿，
even though there was a temple,
但是我们知道圣殿是虚空的。
But we knew that the temple was empty.
神的同在是在我们的主里面。
God's presence is actually within the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在地上遵行父神的旨意。
And he was fulfilling the wills of the Father.
他完成了神给他的托付。
He accomplished whatever God has committed to him.
他成全了救恩。
He accomplished salvation, redemption.
但是当他在还没有钉十字架之前，
But before he was crucified on the cross,
他就对他的门徒说，
He spoke to his disciples,
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
I will build my church upon this rock,
阴府的权势不能胜过他，
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
然后我们看见我们的主就在十字架上完成了救法。
Then we saw how the Lord fulfilled that redemption on the cross.
第三天他从死里复活。
On the third day he rose from the dead.
向他的门徒显现四十天之久。
Appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
然后他就升天回到父神的里那里。
Then he ascended and returned to the Father.
但是到了五旬节的时候，
But when we come to the day of Pentecost,
当120个信他的人，
When 120 believers,
他们聚集在那个楼上，
They were meeting together in the upper room.
他们同心合意十天祷告。
And they had prayed in one accord for 10 days.
到了五旬节那一天，
On that day of Pentecost,
圣灵就降下来，
The Holy Spirit descended upon them.
把这120个单独的人合成一个身体，120个肢体。
And these 120 individual members now being baptized together as the members of one another.
这是教会在地上的开始。
This is the beginning of the church in the world.
那么神托付教会的责任是什么呢？
So what is the responsibility God has given to the church?
神托付教会的那是要为耶稣基督做见证。
The commitment to the church is that we are to be a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我愿意今天早晨与我们大家一同交通关乎耶稣基督的见证。
That this morning I will share with you concerning the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个见证是托付给今天的教会的。
For this testimony was committed to the church today.
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on the earth,
他曾告诉我们说，
He once said to us,
比方说在约翰福音第五章里面，
For example in John chapter 5,
他说你们查考圣经，
He said search the scriptures,
以为里面有永生，
For you thought you can find eternal life within it,
但是为我做见证的就是这经，
But the one that bore testimony for me is that scripture,
但是你们不肯到我那里来接受生命。
But yet you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life.
所以虽然圣经有66卷，
Even though the Bible has 66 books,
但是这六十六卷都是为着我们的主做见证。
But all these 66 books was bearing testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们记得在主复活的那个时候。
Remember when Jesus rose from the dead.
在路加二十四章告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 24, it tells us that.
有两个门徒，他们从耶路撒冷往以马忤寺去。
There are two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
他们失望。
They were disappointed.
他们以为说主被钉死了。
They thought the Lord Jesus has been crucified.
主被埋葬了。
He has been buried.
现在他们的盼望就没有了。
Now all their hope were dashed.
所以他们因为失望的缘故，他们就离开耶路撒冷，回到以马忤寺去。
So because of the disappointment, they left Jerusalem, going back to Emmaus.
当他们在路上走路的时候
，while they were walking on the road,
他们谈到这件事情。
They were talking about this matter.
他们是满了失望、忧愁。
They were full of disappointment and full of sadness.
忽然有一个人，他过来与他们同行。
Suddenly there was a man appear and walking together with them.
那个人就问他们说，
And the man asked them,
你们为什么这样的忧愁呢？
Why are you so sad?
他们说，你在耶路撒冷没有听见这件事吗？
And then they said to him, Are you the only man, only stranger in Jerusalem that you did not hear about this matter?
我们所盼望的这一位耶稣，他死了，埋葬了。
This Jesus Christ that we have so much hope for, he has been killed and buried.
你记得那个人就把摩西的话和诗篇的话就向他们说明。
And remember that man starts speaking to them, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, and expounded to them in all the scriptures concerning himself.
在那里给他们看见关乎基督的事。
Concerning Jesus Christ, he showed them from the scriptures.
这两个门徒在当时听见的时候，他里面就火热。
When these two disciples heard his words, their heart became warm.
到了以马忤寺。
When they reached Emmaus,
他们就留这一个人与他们一同住。
They want him to stay together with them.
当中我们他们一起摆饼吃饭的时候，
As they break bread and have a meal together,
他们发现这一个对他们说话的人就是主耶稣。
They discovered that the man who was speaking to them was actually the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因着这一个，他们的灵就恢复过来。
And because of that, their spirit has been revived.
他们就马上离开以马忤寺，回到耶路撒冷去。
Straight away they left Emmaus and went back to Jerusalem.
当他们到了耶路撒冷，
When they reached Jerusalem,
有一些门徒聚集在一起。
There are some disciples meeting together.
他们就他向他们做见证。
And he bore testimony to them.
这个时候忽然我们的主就显现在他们中间。
And at that moment, Jesus appeared among them again.
主就从整个的旧约的圣经对他们说话。
And the Lord again explained from the Old Testament scripture to them.
证明他就是基督。
To prove to them that he was indeed the Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所以当我们读圣经的时候，
So when we read the scriptures,
我们要记得一件事，
We must remember this.
圣经的中心就是为耶稣做见证。
The center focus of the Bible is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们研究圣经，
If we study the Bible,
知道里面很多的道理，
and to understand a lot of knowledge from the Bible.
但是如果我们不看见主耶稣基督，
but if we do not see the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们不让基督充满我们的心，
if we do not allow Jesus Christ to fill our hearts,
那么我们都是错读了圣经。
Then we have misread the Bible.
因为整本的圣经都是为耶稣做见证。
Because the whole Bible was bearing testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ.
不但如此，
Not only that,
我们都知道，
We all knew that,
在主降生之前，
Before Jesus incarnated,
神就差遣一个先锋为他开路。
God has sent a pioneer to open the way for him.
那个就是施洗的约翰。
And that was John the Baptist.
施洗的约翰他在那里做见证。
And John the Baptist was bearing testimony for Christ.
他说那在我以后要来的。
He said the one who is coming after me.
他是何等的尊贵。
He is so honored.
我就是替他解鞋带都不配。
Even is unworthy for me to tie his shoelaces.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主就对当时的犹太人说，
And the Lord spoke to the Jewish people at that time.
你们一世喜欢约翰的见证，
You enjoy the testimony of John for a season.
但是约翰是为我做见证的。
But John was bearing testimony for me.
不但如此，
Not only that,
主也说，
The Lord also said,
你们看我所做的工作，
Look at the work that I have done,
你们就能相信我是神所差来的。
Then you can see that I was sent by God.
因为我凭着自己不能做什么，
Because I can do nothing by myself.
我也不能说什么，
Or say anything by myself.
凡我所看见的所听见的，
Whatever I saw and heard,
我就传出来。
And that's what I share with you.
所以我们知道，
So we knew that,
不但神的话为我们的主做见证，
Not only God's word bearing testimony for Jesus Christ,
不但约翰为主做见证，
Not only John bear testimony for Jesus Christ,
整个的圣经为主做见证，
The whole Bible testify for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我的父也为我做见证。
He also said that my father also bearing testimony for me.
我想弟兄姊妹，
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们都知道当主在地上的时候，
So we knew that when the Lord was walking on this earth,
天有三次打开。
The heaven opened three times.
天上有声音说，
And the voice coming from heaven saying,
这是我的爱子，
This is my beloved son,
是我所喜悦的，
In whom I'm well pleased.
你们要听他，
Listen to him.
所以我们知道，
So we knew that
父神也为我们的主做见证。
The Lord, the Father, the Heavenly Father also bearing testimony for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
什么是耶稣基督的见证？
What is the testimony of Jesus?
我想最简单最清楚的，我们要听主自己怎么说。
I believe the simplest and the most accurate is to hear what Jesus himself said to us.
当我们看启示录的时候，
As we turn to the book of Revelation,
我们知道约翰为着耶稣的见证被充军在伯马的海盗上。
We knew that John, because of the testimony of Jesus, he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
在那里做苦工，
And he had hard labor there.
但是到了主日的时候，
While he was there on the Lord's day,
他就有机会可以安静。
He has the opportunity to be quiet.
所以他就可能住在一块石头的上面。
Maybe he was sitting upon a rock.
他就面向爱琴海对面的小亚细亚。
And he was looking at Asia Minor over the sea of Aegean.
因为如果天是明亮的话，
Because while the sky is clear,
他可以隐隐约约看见小亚细亚一带的这个海边。
He was able to see a little bit of Asia Minor on a clear day.
在他被充军到伯马海盗上之前
，Before he was exiled to the island of Patmos，
他是还留唯一还留下的使徒，他在小亚细亚一带服侍主。
He was the last remaining disciple of the Lord Jesus who was working in among the saints in Asia Minor.
所以他挂念在小亚细亚一带的教会。
So he was concerned for the churches in Asia Minor.
当他在那里默想的时候
，As he was meditating,
忽然听见一个声音。
Suddenly he heard a loud voice.
他就转过身来
，And he turned around and see.
他就看见一个异象。
Then he saw a vision.
这个异象，他看见有七个金灯台。
He saw in that vision seven golden lampstands.
并且有一位好像是人子，他在七个金灯台的中间。
Then he saw one as he was the Son of Man walking among the seven lampstands.
我们都知道，在主的门徒里面
，We know that among the disciples of the Lord,
约翰是最亲近主的。
John is the one who was closest to the Lord.
所以他对主在地上的一切是非常的明白的。
So he knew everything that is to do about the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他对主在天上的情形不清楚。
But he was not clear what is the Lord doing.
但是在那里神给他一个意象。
But there God has given him a vision.
他看见有一位像人子。
He saw one that was like the Son of Man.
他在七个金灯台的中间
，walking among the seven golden lampstands。
这个七个金灯台就是当时在小亚细亚的七个教会。
And that seven golden lampstand represents the seven churches in Asia Minor。
当然，那个时候在小亚细亚还不止这七个教会。
Of course, there are many other churches in Asia Minor in those days。
但是神就拣选这七个教会。
But God had chosen seven churches.
因为这个七个教会能代表历史历代每一个时期众教会的光景。
Because that seven churches can represent all the churches throughout the history.
同时这七个教会也能代表历史历代继续从主升天一直到主再来教会的情形。
And these seven churches also show us the condition from the day that of the churches from the day that Jesus Christ came until the end of the world.
这是主今天在天上的工作。
This is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven today.
我常常喜欢用一个故事。
I always like to use a story to illustrate.
有一次有一个年长的姊妹要受浸。
One time there was an elderly sister wanting to be baptized.
那么按照当时的规矩啊，这个长老们都要问话。
According to the rules at that time, that she had to be interviewed by the elders.
那么当长老在那里问她的时候
，So when the elders were interviewing her,
他们问了一个问题。
They asked a question.
他们说主今天在天上做什么？
And they ask her, "What is the Lord Jesus doing in heaven today?"
这个老姊妹啊，她就想了一下。
And his old sister think about it.
她说：“今天主在天上往地上看。”
He said, "The Lord is looking upon the earth."
他在那里看我。
He is looking at me.
看我有什么罪
？To see what sins I have committed.
那么当然，她通不过。
Of course, she failed the test.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道不知道主今天在天上做什么
？Do we know what is the Lord Jesus doing in heaven today？
连约翰当时的时候对主在天上的事不清楚。
Even John the disciple did not it was not quite clear what the Lord Jesus was doing at that time.
他在地上的时候是那使徒。
When he was on the earth, he was one of the,
he was the apostle.
He was the apostle.
神把他差到地上来完成一个使命。
God has sent him to the world to accomplish a mission.
他今天在天上就做我们的大祭司。
And today he is actually a great high priest in heaven.
不但是我们每一个个人的大祭司。
Not only he is our individual great high priest.
因为在希伯来书告诉我们。
Because the book of Hebrews tells us that.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人。
Everyone who comes into the presence of God,
他都能拯救到底。
He can save to the uttermost.
因为他长远活着，替他们祷告。
Because he forever lives and he pray and intercede for them.
不但他对我们个人的基督徒是这样。
Not only he do this for us as an individual Christian.
如果不是他为我们在天上祷告。
Without him praying for us in heaven,
我们没有办法做基督徒。
None of us can be Christians.
但是感谢赞美主。
But I thank and praise the Lord.
他在那里不住地为我们祷告。
He continuously praying for us.
扶持我们。
Supporting us.
拯救我们到底。
Delivering us to the end.
同时他对地上的教会也是大祭司。
And he is also a great high priest for the church.
他在那里眷顾他的教会。
He is looking after his church.
要他的教会能完成他们的使命。
That the church can fulfill the commission that he has given them.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这是一件非常严肃荣耀的事。
There is something solemn and something glorious.
约翰他曾服侍这七个教会。
John once served the seven churches.
但是当他看见是主自己在那里服侍七个教会。
But when he saw that it was the Lord himself who was serving among the churches,
他就扑倒在地上好像死去一样。
So he bowed down on the earth suddenly as if he was dead.
因为我们今天对教会的服侍远不如我们的主对教会的服侍。
Because all our serving, no matter how much we do, can never attain to what the Lord Jesus is doing on the earth among the churches.
但是主的手扶持他。
But the Lord's hand supported him.
到了17章17节我们就看见。
And when we come to chapter 1 verse 17, we can see that.
启示录第一章第十七节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 17.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
他用右手按着我说不要惧怕。
But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid.
在那里我们的主就把他的自己向我们说明。
And there, the Lord Jesus revealed himself to us.
用最简单的话给我们看见什么是耶稣基督的见证。
In the simplest words, he showed us what is the testimony of Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们如果要知道什么是耶稣基督的见证，
If we want to know what is the testimony of Jesus,
什么是他托付给我们要做见证的？
What was the commission that he has given to us to testify for?
我们是否忠心于这个见证？
Are we faithful to this testimony?
你就用我们的主自己的话就知道我们在哪里。
If we just look at the word of the Lord Jesus, then you will know where we are today.
他说不要惧怕。
He said, do not be afraid.
我是首先的。
I am the first.
是幕后的。
I am the last.
又是那存活的。
I am he who lives.
这个是指着我们的主还没有来到世界之前。
This is concerning the Lord before he came to the world.
在过去的永世里面。
In eternity past.
他是首先的，他是幕后的。
He was the first. He is also the last.
又是那存活的。
And he is the one who lives.
这个是神自己的情形。
This is God himself.
因为我们的主乃是三而一的神中间的第二位。
Because our God, our Lord Jesus is the second person of the Trinity.
他是起初。
He is the first.
他也是幕后。
He is also the last.
并且他是生命的源头。
And he is the source of life.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
对于我们来说。
To us.
当他说我是首先的，是幕后的。
When he say, I am the first and the last.
这个对我们实际的生活来说是什么意思？
What would that do to our actual daily living?
我们对于我们的主的认识有什么关系？
What is that to do with our knowledge of the Lord?
他是首先的。
He is the first.
换一句话说。
In another word,
在我们一生的里面。
In our life today,
他是首先的。
He should be the first.
我们有没有让我们的主做首先的？
Do we allow the Lord Jesus to have the first priority in our life?
当我们在那里生活做事的时候，
As we are living our life,
我们是不是让他做首先的？
Is he the first in our life?
一切都是出于他的。
Is everything coming from him?
不是根据我们自己的思想和意见。
And not according to our own thinking and our own will.
我记得当我初初信主的时候，
I remember when I first became a Christian.
因为主这样的怜悯恩待我，
Because the Lord has been so merciful to me.
我愿意侍奉他，
I want to serve him.
那个时候我还在中学念书，
That time I was still studying in high school.
但是我怎样能服侍他呢？
So thinking, how can I serve the Lord?
我是根据当时我所领会的。
I can only serve him according to what I understood at that time.
我在那里大发热心。
I was very jealous for God.
在学校里面就组织所谓宗教的聚会。
I had organized a religious gathering in the school.
并且也往下下乡下去布道。
And even went to the country area to preach.
我以为说这样就是服侍主了。
I thought if I do that, I'm serving the Lord.
但是我没有问主。
But I did not ask the Lord.
这是根据我所知道的，我就这样去做了。
And I just did it according to what I knew.
我也没有依靠主。
I did not trust in the Lord.
我是完全依靠我自己的热心。
I was trusting in my own jealousy for God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我还没有得救的时候，我已经领过祷告聚会了。
Even before I became a Christian, I already led.
我还没有得救的时候，我已经讲到了。
Even before I become a Christian, I already start speaking and preaching.
那么我怎么领祷告聚会呢？
How do I lead prayer meeting?
我自己也没有祷告的经历。
I did not know how to pray.
但是我父亲是牧师啊。
But my father was a pastor.
他有许多的书啊。
He has many, many books.
所以我就把祷告的书啊，拿一本出来，把它翻译做中文啊。
So I just took one of his book on prayer and then translated into Chinese.
那一天我就去领祷告聚会了。
So I used that as a basis to lead prayer meeting.
但是我们的同学，
But my classmates
都不清楚啊。
They cannot be clear.
所以当我们跪下来祷告，没有人祷告。
So when we kneel down to pray, nobody pray.
不但没有人祷告啊，有些人就笑起来。
Not only no one praying, someone start laughing.
那么我是主席啊。
I was the organizer.
所以我就很严重地警告他们。
So I used a very serious voice to warn them.
我们在神面前啊，要敬畏神啊。
I say we must fear God before God.
我也讲过道。
And I have preached before.
我没有道可以讲啊。
I have no, nothing to preach.
但是我父亲有许多讲道的书啊。
But my father has many books on preaching.
我还记得当时美国有个很有名的传道人叫 Jowett。
I remember there was a very famous preacher in America called
Jowett.
Jowett.
他有一本这个讲道的书。
He has a book on preaching.
那么我就拣了一个题目。
So I selected a topic.
那个题目是挪亚的方舟。
That topic is Noah's Ark.
我把它翻成中文。
Again, I translated into Chinese.
然后就把它记住了。
And then memorized the whole sermon.
那一天我就去讲道去了。
So that day I went and preached the sermon.
当我讲完了之后。
After I finished.
我自己觉得很得意。
I thought it was very good.
唯一的遗憾就是没有人称赞我。
But I'm only a pity that no one came and praised me.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你都看见说这个就是在所谓服事主的上面是我是主啊。
So we can see that I was the first in the matter of serving God.
我没有让主做主啊。
I did not allow the Lord to be the first.
是不是从主那里指示我的？
I did not receive a commission from the Lord himself.
同时他说我是总。
And then he said, I am the last.
一切的结束都得归给他。
All conclusion will go to him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在我们所谓做基督徒的生活和侍奉上。
In our life and serving as Christians.
我们是不是让主是初，让主是终？
Are we allowing the Lord himself to be the first and the last?
同时他说我是拿长远活着的。
And then he say, I live forever.
他是不是生命？
Is he life to us?
我们一切是不是出于他的生命？
Is everything that we do came from him as a life, source of life?
究竟今天活着的是你呢，还是他？
Are we living today, or is he living through you?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们这样做基督徒
When we are living as a Christian,
我们是靠我们自己的努力来做基督徒呢？
Are we living as a Christian in our own strength?
我们是借着基督的生命在我们里面做基督徒。
Or are we allowing the Lord Jesus Christ's life living through us?
如果不是使他的生命在我们里面带领我们做基督徒。
If it is not his life leading us and living all of us as Christians,
是我们自己在哪里做基督徒。
But it's our own self who is trying to live as a Christian.
做得很辛苦，但是做不成功。
We may be labor in much pain, but cannot be successful.
所以保罗说不再是我乃是基督。
Therefore Paul said, it's no longer I, but Jesus Christ.
这个是基督徒的生活。
This is the life of the Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督的见证啊，在我们身上是一个实际。
The testimony of Jesus Christ should be reality in our life.
不是一个道理。
Not a doctrine.
要在我们每一个人的身上实在地实行出来。
It must be fulfilled and lived out in our life.
然后他说。
Then he said.
我曾死过。
I once died.
现在又活了。
I was dead and I'm alive forevermore.
直到我到永永远远。
Forevermore.
所以在这里给我们看见。
So here we saw that.
就为着成就他的救恩。
To accomplish his salvation among us.
他为着我们死在十字架上。
For us, He died on the cross.
但是他说我又活了。
But then he said, I am alive forevermore.
我们所信的主
，The Lord that we believe in is not a dead Christ.
他是一位复活的主。
But he is a living Lord.
他是活到永永远远。
And he is alive forevermore.
并且他今天活在我们每一个人的里面。
And today he lives in each one of our lives.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And he holds the keys of Hades and death.
他是得胜的主。
He is a victorious Lord.
我们今天能过得胜的生活。
We can live a victorious life.
乃是完全因着他活在我们的里面。
It is all because he is living out of us.
那么这一个就是耶稣基督的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
耶稣基督的见证不是一篇道理。
The testimony of Jesus is not a doctrine.
耶稣基督见证是一个永远的事实。
The testimony of Jesus is a fact eternally.
所以今天，无论我们个人也好，是教会也好。
So today, whether it's individually or the church as a whole.
神把这个见证托付给我们。
God has given this, committed this testimony to us.
那就是说
，That is to say，
在我们每一个人的生活上面
，In everyone's life，
在教会一切的服事上
，In the church and all its ministries，
我们看见都是基督，除了基督之外没有其他的。
We must see that it is only Christ. Apart from Christ, there's nothing else.
那这一个就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
你记得在《使徒行传》的里面
，Do you remember in the Act of the Apostles，
十八章里头
，In chapter 18，
有一件可笑的事。
There was something funny there.
因为那个时候保罗在以弗所被主使用。
Because Paul was being used by God in Ephesus.
那么。有一个两这个犹太这个祭司长的孩子们。
There are two children of the Jewish priests.
他们在那里本来是要赶鬼的。
They were going to cast out demons.
但是他们看见保罗奉主的名把鬼都赶出去了。
Then they saw that Paul, in Jesus' name, cast out demons.
所以他们也想用这个方程式。
So they tried to use the same formula to do that.
所以当他们在赶鬼的时候。
So when they were trying to cast out demons.
他对鬼说，我奉着保罗所传的耶稣啊，把你赶出去。
And he said, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches.
你知道那个鬼怎么说呢？
And you know how the devil answered them?
他说主我知道，保罗我也认识，你是谁？
And the devil answered him, the evil spirit answered him, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?
所以就把那个人就把他打得赤身露体地逃出去。
And then the evil spirit therefore leap upon them, overpower them, and prevail against them.So they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
表明说耶稣基督的见证啊，是需要我们实际的有这个经历。
It shows that the testimony of Jesus must be owned by us personally, must be our actual experience.
感谢主，你如果看启示录第十二章的时候。
So praise the Lord when we look at Revelation chapter 12.
你看见一个男孩子生出来了。
We saw there are children born out of this testimony. Born out of this.
这个男孩子生出来的时候
So when this child was born,
他就被提一直到宝座去了。
He has been taken to the throne of God.
这个男孩子就是代表在末世的时候。
And this child represents in the last days,
在末世的时候，那些得胜的基督徒
He represents the overcomers in the last days.
所以他们要被提一直到宝座。
So they will be taken straight away to the throne of God.
来欢迎我们的主回到这个地上来。
To welcome the Lord Jesus returning to the world.
但是你就知道。
But we all knew that.
撒旦的大本营是在空中。
We knew that the Satan's base is in the heavenlies.
所以你必须要冲过撒旦的大本营，你才能达到宝座。
So his throne or his power is in the air. So you must break through Satan's base before he can enter heaven.
表明说他们是得胜者。
And outwardly they were the overcomers.
他们在日常的生活上胜过了应付的权势。
And that in their daily life they overcame the power of Hades.
他们能到宝座来欢迎我们的主回到这个地上来。
They can enter before the throne and to receive the Lord Jesus back.
那么在那里就告诉我们他们的秘诀在那里。
And he showed us what was the secret.
在十一章十一节里头说弟兄们胜过撒旦。
In chapter 11, it says that the brethren overcame him.
是因着羔羊的血。
It's by the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们做基督徒。
We are Christians.
每时每刻需要羔羊的宝血。
That was in chapter 12, verse 11. Every moment we need the blood of the Lamb.
我们越亲近神，我们越需要主宝血的洁净。
So if we want to draw near to God, we need to be cleansed by the precious blood.
所以有人这样说，就是我们悔改的眼泪，也需要主的宝血来洁净我们。
Someone even say, even our tears of repentance has to be cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord.
我们知道撒旦是那控告者。
We knew that Satan is the accuser.
恐怕在我们日常的生活里面。
And even in our daily life.
我们都经历过撒旦怎样的控告我们。
We have experienced how Satan accusing us.
唯一能胜过他的就是羔羊的宝血。
The only way to overcome him is by the blood of the Lamb.
我想你们都听见过。
And we all heard this.
马丁路德他是改教者。
Martin Luther was the great reformer.
有一天他做一个梦。
One day he has a dream.
他看见撒旦到他的跟前来。
He saw Satan coming to his presence.
给他看一个书卷。
Show him a roll, a scroll.
这个书卷是说马丁路德的罪。
And in that scroll written all the sins of Martin Luther.
里面外面满了这个罪。
And full of his sins recorded in that scroll.
撒旦就对马丁路德说。
And then Satan said to Martin Luther.
你看你所有的罪。
Look at all the sins you committed.
你怎么有资格做那改教者？
How could you be qualified to be a reformer?
你知道马丁路德怎么做？
Do you know what did Martin Luther do?
他就拿起一支红笔来。
And then he took out a red pen.
他就写在那个书卷上面。
And he written on this scroll.
耶稣基督的血洗净一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all the sins.
撒旦就退去了。
And Satan departed.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天能得胜是因着主耶稣的宝血。
Today we can be victorious all by the precious blood of the Lamb.
他们能胜过那恶者是自己所见证的道。
He said they overcome him by the word of their testimony.
因为他们有这个见证在他们身上。
Because they have this word of the testimony.
所以当他们说话的时候就有这个见证在背后。
So when they speak, they have this word of testimony behind them.
叫撒旦能退去。
So that Satan can depart.
并且他们为着主的缘故，他们不爱惜自己的生命。
And he also says that they did not love their lives.
因着主的爱的激励
，because of being compelled by the love of God，
他们愿意把自己完全的摆上。
They are willing to offer even their own lives to the Lord。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们需要有这样的心情。
We need to have such a heart。
这样我们就能为耶稣做见证。
Then can we be the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ？
所以无论是我们个人的生活
，So whether individually，
无论是整个教会的见证
，Or the whole church testimony，
我们要记得
，We must remember that，
这是为耶稣做见证。
We are to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ。
我们要问我们自己
，We must ask ourselves one thing，
我们有没有主耶稣的见证？在我们身上。
Do we have the testimony of Jesus in our lives?
我们今天教会在这里存在。
The church existing today in the world.
有没有耶稣的基督的见证能向这个世界宣扬？
Do we have the testimony of Jesus to proclaim to the world?
测量我们个人属灵的圣量。
That it may have the measure of our spiritual stature.
测量教会在地上的光景。
If you want to measure the condition of the church in the world,
唯一的测量就是看有没有耶稣基督的见证。
The only stature, the only measurement we can go by is whether we have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
感谢主拯救了我们。
We thank the Lord for delivering us.
感谢主聚集我们在一起，要为主做见证。
And to gather us together to testify for the Lord.
但是不要忘记。
Do not forget that.
这个见证是见证我们的主耶稣基督。
It's to testify of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是不是基督
？Is it Christ?
还是我们
？Or us?
还是我自己
，or myself。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，so my dear brothers and sisters，
但愿主的恩典临到我们身上
，may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ come upon us，
叫我们都能把自己完全放下
，that we can lay down ourselves completely，
把自己完全献给我们的主
，that we can give ourselves completely to the Lord，
让主不但在我们个人的身上。并且在教会的中间做主做王。
That the Lord may be King and Lord in our life and also in the life of the church.
叫耶稣的见证能从我们中间出去。
That the testimony of Jesus Christ can be proclaimed through us.
因为当主回来的时候
Because when the Lord Jesus returned,
这一个就是主要问我们的。
This is what the Lord will inquire of us.
你活在地上这么多年。
You have lived on this earth for so many years.
你有没有忠心做耶稣基督的见证？
Have you been a faithful witness of the testimony of Jesus?
教会存在在这个地上。
The church remain on this earth.
将来主所问的就是我的见证是不是借着你们就发扬光大。
The Lord will inquire of the church and ask, have my testimony been proclaimed and being spread out through you?
所以让我们都能谦卑在主的面前。
May we all be humble before the Lord.
仰望主的恩典。
To look to the Lord for His grace.
好叫主的见证能被高举。
And that the Lord of the testimony of the Lord may be lifted up.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
感谢赞美主，给我们有机会能为你做见证。
Thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can testify for you.
但愿人都衰微，唯有你兴盛。
May all decrease and you increase.
但愿我们不看见任何的人，只看见你自己。
May we see no one except you, the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿你在教会中被高举。
May you be exalted and lifted up in the church.
我们敬拜 感谢赞美。
We worship and praise and thank you.
奉主的名。
In the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.